Prosecutors in Kansas City recently charged a 54-year-old garbage collector with a dozen murders. It was a most unusual arrest. The homicides went back nearly 30 years. These were cold cases, resurrected with the help of DNA technology. Nationwide, there's a backlog of some 52,000 unsolved murder cases with available DNA evidence waiting to be analyzed. Frank Morris of member station KCUR reports that tapping this vast amount of latent evidence presents an enormous challenge.
In a corner of the 30-0 Police Headquarters building in downtown Kansas City, the 7-man Cold Case Squad faces more than 900 unsolved homicides. It's armed with a hodgepodge of computers and telephones.
The body was moved to Truman.
Leaning against a radiator, behind Sergeant John Jackson's gray metal desk, a handmade timeline displays the faces of a dozen young women, nearly all prostitutes, found strangled to death and posed between 1977 and 93, crimes forgotten about by almost everyone, save a few family members and a handful of overworked detectives.
We work for the victims, and it's always a lot easier to put a face with a name, kind of personalizes the issue a little bit.
While investigators suspected a link in the killings, they couldn't prove one until years later when they were able to analyze DNA found with the bodies. Sure enough, one man's DNA fingerprint showed up at all 12 crime scenes. They ran the profile against a database of known offenders, but came up blank. Then, criminologist Jennifer Howard analyzed a blood sample taken from a suspect in one of the murders almost 2 decades before. The moment Lorenzo Gilliard's DNA profile popped up on Howard's computer screen is one she'll never forget.
I said, "Oh my God," over and over again. My supervisor knew immediately why I was saying that and what I was referring to.
It was the culmination of thousands of hours of work, most of it done on nights and weekends, funded by a $111,000 Justice Department grant. Without it, senior criminalist Christine Olson says the accused killer would still be free. Kansas City's chronically overstretched crime lab would likely never have made time to scrutinize his DNA.
We still have all of our recent casework to keep up with. We have all the recent cases occurring, all the recent backlog, all that, in addition to all these old cases that we now have the ability and the technology to go back to.
But the technology is cumbersome. DNA samples with peer review and reports can take anywhere from a week to a couple of years to process here. New cases with fresh leads come first, while cold case evidence remains frozen, often suspended just beyond the reach of frustrated detectives. Local crime labs throughout the country face the same problem. A recent Justice Department survey discovered more than 500,000 criminal cases with blood, semen, saliva, or hair awaiting DNA testing. National Institute of Justice Director Sarah Hart says more than 200,000 of these are rapes and homicides.
Some of these offenders are very, very serious repeat offenders that we want to have off the streets before they can victimize other people.
Hart says the Bush administration and the Justice Department budgeted about $100 million this year to fund investigations like the one in Kansas City, to train forensic scientists and detectives, and to make DNA testing more accessible.
You basically want to look at how you do a DNA analysis and automate every single thing that you possibly can so that you make it more efficient and cheaper.
Experts envision handheld testing devices giving detectives quick DNA profiles at crime scenes that could be matched against a rapidly expanding pool of known offenders. Hart hopes that with mounting federal government funding, the backlog of unanalyzed DNA may one day be cleared. Meanwhile, Kansas City police are applying for another grant to work overtime analyzing old DNA evidence. Police Sergeant John Jackson says that while even victims' friends may forget about crimes that occurred decades ago, he pledges his cold case detectives never will. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris in Kansas City.